Hi, this is Gary Washburn, pastor of Grace Tabernacle. Thank you for tuning to our podcast today. Our hope is that this message inspires you and builds your faith. For more information about Grace Tabernacle and our ministries, please go to gracetab.org and like us on Facebook. Now, may the message feed your soul.
Hallelujah. You can be seated if you like. Just before you sit down, just turn around and wave at your neighbor. Amen. So glad to see you in the house of the Lord. If you're new here for the first time, just invite you to come back next week. Our real pastor will be here. Amen. And thank you for coming today to be with us to worship and right after Christmas. I know everybody's been busy. Amen. Busy and probably ate too much yesterday, didn't you? I did. Amen. But so glad that we're here today. And, you know, I'm in a brand new place in my life today. And the Lord has given me a message for you. And I wrote it down. I like to write down what the Lord gives me. But I got up this morning and he kind of shook me all up. And I know the start and I know the finish, but I don't know what's in between. Amen. I just ask you if you would just release me today. I'll begin, but then I'm going to leave these notes, and I'm just going to let the Holy Spirit guide me. And I can tell you there's a lot of things in here. I've got a sense of what God wants to say, but I don't know exactly the order of how he wants to say it. But one thing I do know is God wants us to be free. He wants us to be free. So the theme of this today, the whole service, is about freedom. And we know who sets us free, don't we? Amen. It's Jesus Christ that sets us free. So we know all about that. It's the cross that sets us free. And he wants us to be free. The scripture says, whom the Son has set free is what? Free indeed. So I'm free today. But I want to walk in his freedom, don't you? I want to live in his freedom. I want to live here on this earth in the freedom that he's given me to live in and to walk in. So I just thank you today. You know, I heard this saying one time that said, how we exit one place is how we're going to enter another place. So in other words, if you exit a bad marriage in a bad situation, there's a possibility the next one you enter is probably not going to be so good. If we exit a church because we're unhappy with what's going on, or we become bitter, or we become cold, or we become discouraged, there's a possibility that we're going to enter the next church the way we exited the last church. And I feel like the Lord is saying to me today that we are about to exit 2021. And we are just over the threshold of stepping into 2022. And he wants us to exit well so that we can enter well. Hallelujah. Because there's some things God wants us to take with us into 2022. And there's some things that God wants us to leave behind in 2021 so that we can run this race the way God wants us to run it. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yes. I've got scriptures all over. I told the folks up, my wonderful team upstairs, amen, Jenny and Karen and Brian, full of the Holy Spirit, worshiping God with us when we're down here worshiping. Many times they're worshiping, inspiring this praise team when you don't even see them. And we're up there, we can't hardly pay attention to the sound because we want to stop and worship too. But we're trying to adjust the knobs and keep it right so that you're comfortable in here. That's where I spend a lot of my time. And I've been able to get to know Brian and Jenny, and wow, what a wonderful, wonderful people that we have that are working for God. Let's give them a hand. Hallelujah. So God wants us to exit 2022. He wants us, 2021, enter 2022 free, in freedom. There's one scripture I want to go to. It's in the about freedom, and it's the Message Bible. I wrote in all the verses But I want to just get there, and then we're gonna go wherever the Lord says. Amen. If you can pull it up, it's in the Message Bible. I got it written down, so if I need to read it. It's John 8, 34 and 36. John 8, 34 and 36. If you would, just stand with me, and we're going to pray over this word. And I want you to just, if you would, just lift your hands this way, and let's, if you'd bow, close your eyes, and let's pray. Father, we ask you to give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to receive what you say to us. And give us the ability to know the difference, Lord, in the good and the best and the better and the evil, so we can leave those things behind and enter the way you want us to enter 2022, Lord, with great expectation that you're God and you're Lord of our lives, and you have a good plan, a plan to bless us, a plan to prosper us, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. The house said, amen. You can be seated. I don't know if you found it yet or not, but if not, here I go. Amen. John 8, 34 and 36 says this. Jesus said, I tell you most solemnly, that anyone who chooses a life of sin is trapped in a dead-end life. So, you know, a lot of people say, when I choose to sin, is the Bible talks about being, you can have joy for a while, but when you get trapped in it, you're trapped in a dead-end life. In fact, you become a slave, and a slave can't come and go at will. The Son, though, has established position. Say, established position. The run of the house. I like that. Woo! The run of the house. So if the Son sets you free, you are free through and through. Hallelujah. I know you are Abraham's descendant, but I also know that you're trying to kill me because my message hasn't yet penetrated your thick skulls. Oh, my goodness. I'm talking about things I have seen while keeping company with the Father. And you just go on doing what you have heard from your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So God wants to set us free today. I think this whole message originated whenever Tri's daughter was here a few weeks back. And she began, Pastor Gary and Pam brought him up and prayed for him. How many was here that day? And he began to pray for her. Well, little did we know that she had been given a diagnosis of a terminal type diagnosis, that she had a brain tumor, and she began to dance in her freedom. She began to prophesy, basically prophesy to this church with her dance. I was upstairs and I could see certain movements that she was making, and I could hear the Lord yelling words, amen, like, listen to what I have to say. When she put her hands up to the ear. And then he was saying things like, come, I'm calling you, come. I want to set you free. And it was about freedom. She made a comment about the slaves at a date called Juneteenth, and that's fairly new to me, but some of our African-American brothers and sisters know well what that is. But Juneteenth is a date that the slaves, I understand, in Texas realized that 2 years ago, they were free, but they didn't know it. And I believe today that we have a place of freedom in Christ that we have yet to walk in. We know that we're going to go to heaven. We've given our lives to the Lord. We're born again, that our heart has been given to him, and we have received him in our heart, that our sins are forgiven. But I don't think we walk as free as God wants us to. And I believe that we lock ourselves in a prison ourselves. Now, the enemy authorizes this. He's the author of this. But we get ourselves in a prison, and the doors are unlocked, but we don't know it. And so we just keep kind of circling this thing. Sometimes it's even in religion. You know, our sister talked about the wonderful board that's working together to try to help Grace Tabernacle. And I'm so grateful for what God is doing here in this place and trying to build the foundation that'll sustain over time. And it'll make it through the years. But sometimes we get ourselves caught in a prison, even in religion. And the next thing you know, I'm doing the same old, same old. I'm coming to church every Sunday morning. I'm listening to 3 or 4 songs and a good message. And I find out that my heart has grown cold and that I'm not really hearing the Lord the way that I need to. And I know the doors have been opened for me to step out of this place of complacency or this place of bondage that I've actually allowed myself to be in, but I don't even recognize it. I'm just stuck inside this four little walls, this four little prison that I've set for myself, and I don't know that the door's wide open and that I can walk out in freedom and I can live a life the way the Lord wants me to live it. There was a song we heard years ago about living totally, fully alive in His Spirit. And, you know, as Christian people, as people who love God, as people who have been born again, and I trust most of you in here have given your life to the Lord. If that's you, would you just raise your hand? You've surrendered it to the Lord, but you've yet to walk in the kind of freedom that you want to walk into. But I believe today God wants to help us to exit 2021 and to step into 2022 free. Free from anything that's held me back. In 2022, by the power of God, I will not take something that's been binding me in 2021 into my 2022. Amen? Because God wants me to be free. I won't take unforgiveness in 2021 that I've held. Maybe it's been in my heart. I didn't really was completely aware of it. But it's held me back from that intimacy with the Lord. God wants us to step in to 2022 and step out of 2021 in freedom. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. That's one room. There's many, many, many places in our life that we get ourselves locked up. One of them is we get a critical spirit, and we don't even know it. Sometimes as we have more of a white-haired population, we become inflexible. We can't touch our toes quite like we used to could. And we in our spirits, especially after we've served God for a long time, we become inflexible. We become unteachable because we think we already know it all. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. I've read it all. No, no, no. We just begun. We're just beginning to understand what God wants for us in this life in 2021. We need to step into 2022 free. And we have done something symbolic. We have placed red cloths on the floor on these outer aisles. And it's representing the blood of Christ. And then we put a white one in the middle. And before this service is over, I told you I had the beginning and I had the end. The beginning was freedom. The end, this is the end. The end is that I believe the Lord wants each person who's willing in their heart today to step across the bloodline and to, as a symbolic motion of saying, I'm letting go of 2022. I'm letting go of the things that could have been binding me down in my spirit, and I'm about to step into some freedom going into 2022. What are you saying? There's new possibilities, glory to God, that I have yet to begin to see what God is about to do in our lives, in our spirit, and in our church. As we begin to step in our freedom, and we begin to step out and through the blood of Christ, amen. I couldn't do anything without the blood of Christ and the Holy Spirit. But as we allow Him to fill us up and to permeate us, then we're going to find out that there's joy unspeakable and full of glory, and that no problem in this world on this side should ever get us discouraged or bound down or defeated because we don't live by the same set of rules that everybody else does, amen. That I'm free, whom the Son has set free, is free indeed. And when I recognize that I have allowed prison walls to be built, maybe it's my judgmental spirit, okay? That I've already seen things and I see people and I begin to say, well, I'm going to judge that person. A lot of us use this term who are in the religious world. I'm not a judge, but I'm a fruit inspector. Amen. Who qualified you to be a fruit inspector? You say, well, the Word of God does. I know all about the Word of God. But I'm telling you, when you start judging somebody based on what you see, you don't see it all. And you'll put yourself in a dangerous place. You'll put yourself in a place before you know it, when you get in that place of a seat of a judge and you've judged your brother, you've judged what you thought about your brother, the devil is putting prison walls around you. And he is putting you in prison because you do not know for sure. You can't testify with a clear conscience that you know exactly what's in your brother's heart. Only God knows for sure. And we need to leave that to the Lord. And we need to allow the Holy Spirit to help us to get out of the place to where we put ourselves in a prison of judging others so that we can love people the way God loves them. You know, Jesus, I'm reminded of a story in the Scripture of a woman that came to Jesus and he knelt down. You know the story where he knelt down and he began to write on the sand, and she was caught in adultery. And all the religious people were standing around and said, okay, Jesus, we're supposed to stone her. We're supposed to pick rocks up and it's time to stone her. And Jesus kneels down and he writes on the sand and he begins to be quiet. But he says something to them. He says, those without sin in their life or who have been perfect, you can throw the first stone. And then he starts writing on the ground. So what was Jesus doing? I wonder what he wrote. Don't you wonder what he wrote? I wonder sometimes if he didn't write out, Brother John, I know something that nobody else knows about you. I wonder what he wrote. I don't know. But when he stood up and he turned around and looked at the woman, he said, woman, where art thou accusers? And she said, well, Lord, I don't have any. And he said to her, he said, go your way. Now listen, this is the key. He said, you go your way and you sin no more. In other words, he didn't tell her to keep on doing the same thing you've been doing. He said, you go your way and you sin no more. And he said, neither do I condemn thee either. He just set her free. He just set her free. But I think of the different places that we go in our life, the different places we get caught up in. And I remember in my career, in my history of working as a registered nurse, we were going from paper writing to a computer system. And lo and behold, I could type, but computers were just like Greek to me. And we had to learn how to navigate a brand new system. A lot of the older nurses that were slightly older than me, they quit because they could not change. So they quit. You know, I don't want us to live our lives as Christian people, and I want to say this. And we get so accustomed to the way we think things are supposed to be that when something new comes along that's really better, that's really a new way, it's really God moving to move the church in a new way or to move our spirit in a new way, to move our homes in a better way or our life in a better way, because we don't recognize it or because it's something new or because it's different, We say no to it. I'll just quit. I can't change. I can't accept this. You know, God did this a long time ago, and that was God. I know that was God, but God's doing something brand new today, but I don't really recognize what he's doing. I want to have eyes to see what the Lord is doing, ears to hear, and a heart to receive, not a heart that gets so calloused that I can't sense the love of God for his people. But we get caught up in these rooms, I call it Windows 10. How many knows when I say Windows 10? Those, you know, every time you get used to one, guess what? Another version comes out. You know what? God operates a lot the same way. Every time you think you got him figured out, guess what? He kicks the doors down. I can't even get my legs. See, that's what I'm talking about, being stiff. Some of you younger people can kick a lot higher. But he begins to kick the door down that I thought I understood what he was doing. And he begins to take me into new dimensions. And as long as I will allow him, he'll take me to new places. As long as I'll do like that song said, I'll talk as often as you'll listen. I'll get as close to you as you allow. You know, the reason why a lot of times we don't want God getting any closer to us. He might tell me I need to do something that I don't want to do. You know, come on. He may tell me I need to give up something that I don't want to give up. I like it. We get in our ways and we get in our places and we say, you know what? I'm concerned that if I step across the blood and I surrender that to Christ, that if I step into what appears to be a new freedom, it may have a hole in it and I don't know how far I'm going to fall. But I'm telling you today, you can trust the Lord. If God speaks to you and God touches your heart and God says something to you today as I'm doing my best to speak to you, God will put his finger on your heart. And what I say, you may hear something different. God may bring to your heart something totally different than anything I even say. But that's the Holy Spirit speaking to you individually. He speaks to us individually. And then he'll speak to us corporately. So he wants us to hear what he's saying to us as individuals today and respond to that and allow him to do a new thing in us. Amen. There's a scripture up there, if you can find it, about, and Isaiah talks about him doing a new thing. He says, behold, Isaiah says, behold, I am doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? When Windows 10 came out and these Windows program came out, I couldn't grasp it. I mean, we were doing admissions on with paper, admitting people in home health, and that was a major task. You'd go out to a patient's home, you'd get all these medications, you'd get all these diagnoses, these treatment plans, and then we had to start putting it in the computer. And there's ways that you put it in the computer, and it was just all jumbled up to me. But basically, it was like Windows 10. I'm going to use another little box as an illustration. Windows 10, all this information would go into Windows 10. And it was jumbled all up to me. I was putting all the medications in there. I was putting the diagnoses in there. I was putting all the doctor's name, addresses, safety about the home. But it was all jumbled up. And then when I'd go back, I didn't know how to find it. It was too much work to find what I had just put in that computer. And somebody told me, said, there's Windows in Windows 10. And if you want to find what you put in this part, you got to look in the window of that part. You have to go in the medication window to see the medications. You have to go into the window of home safety to see the home safety. It was all jumbled in here in this one big room, and I couldn't make any sense out of it. But when she began to tell me Windows had windows, it started clicking. And I started saying, oh, yeah, I can see that. So if I get to the right room, I can see what's in the kitchen, amen? If I get to the bedroom, I can see what's in the bedroom. Or I get to the living room. And sometimes that's the way God wants to do us in our heart, is he wants to kind of begin to show us piece by piece by piece on the things that could be holding us back from entering 2022 as an individual. You know, God's more concerned about you as an individual than he is anything else. If you don't get your own spirit right, it's kind of like this oxygen thing in an airplane. When it falls out, you know, when you get in a bad situation in an airplane, the first thing they tell you is put the oxygen on yourself first. Because if you turn to help somebody else and you don't put the oxygen on yourself, pretty soon you're going to pass out. You're not going to be any good to anybody. So God wants us to take a moment in this service, this morning, allow the Holy Spirit to evaluate us. Where are we? Where have we been? And what am I going into 2022 with, God? I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to make a confession before you today. There's some things in my life that I do not need to take into 2022. I can tell you that. I can tell you what they are. A few of them on a broad category. One is fear. Fear has plagued me my entire life. And it comes and goes. And it starts back in my childhood. Lost my father when I was 7. So I was felt like I was in an unstable, shaky environment. Had a wonderful mother who loved God. Thank God for her. But I dealt with a lot of fear. Came along early in life. Was told when I was 6 or 7 years old, you're the man of the house. I didn't feel like I was a man of the house. And then we overcompensate sometimes because of fear. We overcompensate. So God doesn't want me to take fear into 2022. I know that. He wants me to step into 2022 fear-free, amen? And every time I recognize fear, guess what? I think he wants me to put my foot on it. Where does it start? In between these two ears. It starts with a thought process. It starts with the enemy speaking to you or trying to talk to you about insecurities or fear. And if you don't recognize it, you can't capture it. You can't take it captive. The Bible says, cast down every vain imagination. That doesn't submit, well, I'm going to paraphrase here. That doesn't submit itself to the Lord. If it didn't line up with God's word, cast it down. God has made you and me a mighty man and woman of God, overcomers by the blood of Christ. Overcomers by the blood of Christ. Amen? And he wants us to walk in the Spirit, not be led by the flesh, not be led by fear, not be led by strongholds that get a hold of our life, but he wants us to step into 2022 free from the things that's held us back in 2021. They may say to me, Pastor, what's in 2022? I really don't know. But I can tell you this. If you step into 2022 with the Lord by your side, you're a winner already. I don't care what breaks loose in this earth. I'm a winner. And I've already won 2022. But if I go into 2022 and I hold on to things that I need to let go of, and I'm telling you, this is what I feel in my heart today. There is not a person in here. I don't care how close you are to God. I don't care how many years you've spent on your knees or how many days you fasted a year. There is not a person in this house that needs to go into 2022 with everything that you've allowed to plague you in 2021. Now that's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Amen? So help me what? Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants to set his people free. God wants to set his church free. Not the way we've always done things. Not the way we've always seen things. But I believe God wants to open our eyes to see new possibilities. We put ourselves in a prison because of our history. This is my history. This is who the Frasers are. Amen? You know, I got a bad temper, but all the Frasers have a bad temper. Now, I'm talking about some natural things that hinder us spiritually. And it becomes strongholds in our life. Yes, we can be free. We can be free to go to heaven. But are we living victoriously in this life? You know, is God helping us to walk in freedom in this life? Because heaven's coming, but until I get there, I won't enjoy what God has for me here. And I know that the enemy, all he wants to do is entangle us here so that we cannot enjoy where we're at right now. So I believe God wants to set us free. And I think about our history. I think about we bind ourselves down, especially of us who's been around a while. This is who I am. We identify with our degrees or our titles or who we have been in the past. That's who I am. You know, I can't change. That's just my personality. I had a brother shared with me one time that he was going to pray for people in the altar. Well, the pastor had asked him to pray for people in the altar. And it shook him up so bad he just didn't come to church that morning because he thought he was going to be called on and he might have to pray for people in the altar. History says he can't do that. You hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what the Lord is saying to you? History told me I'd never stand up before a group of people and preach the word. That's my history. That was not true. History wants to put us in a category. History wants to say, you're quiet, you're shy, you're an introvert. You know the only difference between an introvert and an extrovert? Introvert is looking in and extrovert's looking out. Amen. If you look in all the time, it's going to cause you to be an introvert. If you're thinking about yourself all the time, it'll cause you to think about self. But when you start thinking about others, guess what? You'll get outside of that box of an introvert and you'll become an extrovert. Amen. Just because of others. Not because necessarily you've had a personality change, but you've had a perspective shift. You've had a shift in the way you see yourself. And I think our history a lot of times and who we think we are puts us in a box and it walls God off away from us. We get walled off in our thinking to ourselves, you know what, I'll never be that. I'll never be able to do that. That's not who I am. I know who I am. You know, I know who I am in Christ. But when I take my history and I begin to program my history in, then I limit my possibilities. Do you hear it today? When we take our history and we put ourselves in those boxes and we say, well, I'm a teacher, yes. I'm this, yes. But I'm not that. I'm not that. We know more what we not are than what we are. Did I say that right? English teachers, amen. I've got an English teacher in my family, and she helps me sometimes. But we know what we not. But what are we, Lord? Help me see the possibilities. You know, I don't know what God's put in you. God knows what he's put in you. And the only way you're going to find out is spend time with him, let him harvest that mind. Let him harvest that gold that he's placed inside of you. Let him take you and just begin to work in you and speak to you so that you can hear his voice. And let him pull out of you what he wants to pull out of you. Because you need to go into 2022. We all the body of Christ needs to go into 2022 armed and ready. I don't mean armed like six-pack, like a six-shooter armed. I mean armed with the Word of God, armed with the love of God, armed with my history is not won't define my future, amen? That I won't allow my hurt, my past, keep me from going forward with the Lord. I won't allow my disappointment to keep me from my appointment, amen? Because God has an appointment for every disappointment you experience. But we get so caught up in our disappointment, we can't even begin to think there could be an appointment. But God has an appointment for us, a divine appointment that he wants us to step into. You're here today for a reason. I wish this place was packed out and running over. Everybody needs to hear this word. Maybe online it'll just go viral, amen? Let's just pray it goes viral. Lord, let it go viral to everybody who needs to hear this so that they can leave 2021 and go into 2022 with all the force of the Holy Spirit behind them and no weights dragging them down. Now, Brian comes in church every Sunday morning, and he's got a great big heavy black book bag, and I started to borrow it as a prop this morning. And we get those book bags on us, amen, those histories of what the enemy will tell us, or maybe it's hurt feelings, or maybe it's disappointment, or maybe it's rejection. Maybe it's a spirit of a loneliness. Maybe it's a hermit spirit. You know, COVID put a hermit spirit across this nation where people said, I got to isolate. So much so that I'm still isolating, amen? And it's kind of, I've got to be alone. You don't have to be alone. God may take you to a place of aloneness, but you're never alone. Never alone. You're in a place where God can speak to you. But I believe God wants us to go into 2022 seeing that there's a great, if you thought the possibilities were this wide, oh my goodness. When you put your hand in the Lord's hand and you know that he can do anything, that all things are possible through him, there's no greater place to put your hand. 16 years old, smart enough to put my hand in an unseen hand and say, Lord, please take my hand and lead me through life through the things that I can't see. And I did that, and he has been gracious. But I'm telling you, he's not through yet, amen? You get to a certain place in life, and you say, oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. It's not good enough, amen? God wants to do more in me. He wants to do more in you. He wants to take you to places you've never been before. He wants to show you sights in the spirit realm that you've never seen before. There may be a song in you. There may be a book in you. And you're sitting back saying, well, he's through. I'm finished. It's time for me to retire. No, it's not. Amen? It's not. As long as you're breathing, God's got a work for you to do. And you haven't aged out. Let me give you you haven't aged out. You might have aged into something. A little bit more wisdom, amen. But you haven't aged out. As long as you allow the Lord to keep you flexible. As long as we allow him to keep speaking to us and keep guiding us. And we won't allow ourselves to become unteachable. That's the danger of serving the Lord a long time. Some of you in here haven't been serving the Lord a long time. You got an advantage over us. You really do. The advantage you have is you're listening for the Lord now. You're trying to get direction from him now. You're trying to see where he wants you to walk now. For some of us that served God a long time, we just put it in automatic mode. That's what we do. We put it in automatic mode. And the next thing you know, nothing moves us anymore. The next thing you know, there's no tears that come down our eyes anymore if we see a lost person come up and surrender our heart. We've allowed our hearts become hearts of stone. Jesus never intended for that to happen to us. We get into churches, we get into boardrooms, and we begin to work together, and we begin to rub shoulders, and it becomes friction in there. And the next thing you know, we walk out of there, and we say, you know, I thought I liked that fellow, but I don't like him anymore. Come on, I'm telling the truth. I'm speaking the truth in love. And God wants to help us to realize that our relationships with him is paramount. And then our relationships with each other far exceeds whether I'm right or wrong in a board meeting. Amen. That I have to have enough God in me that he can work in my heart, that I can leave out of the boardroom or the pastor's meeting or the choir meeting or whatever, and I can leave out of there and I can be so full of the love of God, I won't let anything hinder me from our relationship together. And anything hinder me from loving you and praying for you and wishing God's best for your life. I believe God wishes the best for you. I really do. I believe God wishes the best for me. And I can tell you that he's been good. Oh, my goodness, he's been good. He's been better to me than he ought to have been. Amen? And he's been better to some of you than he probably should have been. But he's been so good. He's been faithful. He's never failed me. He's never let me down. He's not going to fail you either. He's not going to let you down either. But God wants us to get out of the box. He wants us to get out of the history mindset. He wants us to quit being, take the facade off. You know, quit being so churchy right that we can't be humbly wrong. And bow on our face before God and say, God, I thought, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, God. It's me, oh God, who's in the need of prayer. Because I don't care how long you've served God. Sometimes we need him more. Amen. We need him closer. The more work we begin to do what we think is God's work, the more we try to do God's work, the more we get cold and we get indifferent and we become calloused and sometimes we draw back. God don't want us to do that. God wants us to follow him. He wants us to be vessels that he can use, vessels that he can speak through, vessels that he can guide us and he can speak to us, and our hearts maintains its heart of flesh, not a heart of stone, but a heart that cares. I told you the story personally about losing my tears as a young Christian. Got involved in board meetings when I was too young to be involved in board meetings. And I saw things and I thought, oh gosh, if this is the way it is, I don't need to be a part of this. And I was just too young to understand the way life works. And I was too young to understand to separate. That's in that box. My God and my relationship to him is foremost. Amen? Foremost. And then everything else will follow suit. Everything else will be in place. But you get that out of place and nothing wants to fit right. So I believe today, as I've been sharing with you, that we need to exit 2021 and enter 2022, knowing that God has a great plan for us, knowing that we're stepping into something that's different, and that it's okay. We can trust Him, and we need to take the limits off how He may speak to us. Take the limits off the fact that He may give you a brand new song, amen? You may pen a song. You may pen a book. You may write a message. You may preach a message that you never thought you would. God has great possibilities for each one of us. And don't allow anybody to limit you. Don't allow any degree to limit you. Having one or not having one. Amen. It's great if you got them. But many times when we have them, we begin to lean on that. We begin to lay our head on that little degree. Amen. I've got this Bible degree. I've got this college degree. I know I did pretty good. Maybe I was an A honor student. Maybe I'm smart. So I can lean on my understanding. Whenever we're leaning on the Lord, it's totally different. God will show you things that you couldn't have figured out on your own. He'll give you insight into revelations so that when we walk into 2022, we walk into 2022 with right relationships with God and with man. Amen. With the love the way God wants us to walk in 2022. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something with me. My wife would come back to the keyboard. I want you to stand up with me, and all those who can. And as she begins to play, whenever you feel like it, I would really be honored. I started to ask you before I begin this service, would you just allow me to step out away from this? I took a risk this morning because this is my comfort zone. This is where I knew I had the words. I knew I had all the scriptures here, but I wasn't sure that they would come out. And the more I studied it, I got the first page and the last page and all the rest of them. It's like, God, I don't know which one to read next. And that's when I realized the Lord just wants me to do something new today. He wants me to trust Him. He wants me to step in a new freedom. I believe the Lord wants you to step out of 2021 into a new place in 2022. And I believe when you come across, what I would like for you to do, if you would, maybe this side first, head that way. This side, go to your left. And I want you to line up in the aisles. Please, please just obey the Lord. I promise you I won't embarrass you. And I want you to just do this out of act of obedience. This is just a declaration that you're making in your own spirit, saying, God, I'm going to step out of 2021. I'm going to cross the blood of Christ because everything gets washed away. As white as snow. And then you let the Lord lead you. And when you feel led, if you want to pray a while, you pray a while. If you need to take it to Him a while, you take it to Him. But when you feel led, I want you to just exit down the center aisle. And when you step across this white cloth, I want you to know the moment your foot hits the other side that you're stepping into something brand new. You're stepping into a new freedom that if you'll walk in it, if you'll allow the Lord to lead you and guide you, God will take you to some of the greatest places you've ever been in your life. No limits on my Lord, what He wants to do in our lives as a church and as an individual. In your homes, amen. God wants to do great things. Hallelujah. Let's just bow our heads and pray. Father God, I thank You for this word. I thank You that You have given it to me, to planted it in my heart. I thank You that I've delivered it the best I know how, Lord, to Your people. And I just pray, God, that they would receive it, Lord, and walk in it, step it out, God, that we would be able to understand when the enemy begins to bring things in our mind to try to put us in a prison, that we can say, no, hold on. Not today. Not today. Maybe there's things in your spirit that you know that you should not. It's bad for you. That's all I need to say. You know it's bad for you. You know it's an addiction. It's a stronghold. And you haven't been able to leave it because you really hadn't wanted to leave it. But the Lord's going to empower you today. If you want to leave it today, I believe you can leave it. And He will empower you by the Holy Spirit as you make a bold step of faith to say, I'm leaving that behind. Maybe it's hurt. Maybe it's resentment. Maybe it's rejection. Whatever it is, you can leave it behind and you can step into 2022 a free man and woman of God. Isn't that what you want to do? Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, I just thank You for Your people. I thank You that they have ears to hear. And I thank You, Lord, as we step across these lines today, this blood line that we've placed on the floor, symbolic, that we're going to step into freedom, 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 God. Greater than the husband thinks, greater than the wife thinks, greater than anybody thinks, Lord, or even as we're even aware of today, just our simple act, God, of making this step is going to say to You, there's more in You, God, and we know it and we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if you would, glory to God, just begin to step across that. And if you want to come down to the altar and pray and worship or dance, whatever God wants you to do. Somebody asked me, was I going to dance? I said, I don't know, I might. Hallelujah. You just let the Lord lead you today. Give it all to Him. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord, for Your people, God. God, we break spirits. We break strongholds today, God. We run to mercy, God. We run to mercy, God. We leave the bondage behind, Father. And we thank You for Your grace. We thank You for Your grace. Thank You for setting us free, God. Free to go into a brand new 2022, Lord. Hallelujah.